Makos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah now gets into the details of exactly how the Malkios are administered. Kama Malkinoso. How many Malkios do you actually give the person? How many lashes? So the Mishnah says, Arboim Chaser Achas. It's 40 minus 1. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bemispar Arboim. It's with the number of 40. Now, so why don't we actually give 40? That's because the Gemara explains that if the Torah wanted him to get 40, it would say, Arboyim b'mispar, 40, and it should be the number. But it says b'mispar arboyim indicates the mispar leading up to arboyim. It's the number just before 40. And since it's the number right before 40, it's 39. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, it's a simple reading of the Pasuk. Arboyim shlemos hu loke. He gets 40 complete lashes. It's 40, just like the Torah says. He doesn't agree with this drasha. Now, because we've, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maintained that it's 40, so this is when we dealt with, according to the first opinion, that it's 39. We're going to see later on in Mishnah Yud Gimel that we divide up the Malkios into three parts. 13 is done on one side of his back, 13 on the other side of his back, and 13 on his front. So the question, therefore, the Mishnah asks here is Vehechan Huloka Esayisera. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is he going to get that extra Malkius, the 40th Malkius, which is not divisible by 3? So he says Bein Kasefa, it's going to be between his shoulders, it'll be right in the middle. He'll get one lash right in the middle.